Welcome back to Monsters Among Us. Thank you for tuning in. If you are new here, my name is Kate Moser, and each week we explore the question, are monsters real? If you are enjoying this podcast, I would really appreciate if you gave a rating or a review from whatever platform you are listening to. By leaving reviews, it helps with the analytics of distributing the podcast. I'm having a really fun time with researching and learning about the history behind these cases and would love to continue to do so. I would also love to hear your feedback and opinions. Okay, so this week's episode has to deal with the hauntings of the ancient Ram Inn. If you're a Ghost Adventures fan, they did a tour of this inn in season 2, and you can find tons of paranormal research visits on YouTube. We will also dive into the history of ley lines and Stonehenge, as these two things play a major role in the paranormal experiences at the ancient Ram Inn. Get comfy, because here we go. So one of the first things we need to talk about in regards to the ancient Ram Inn is ley lines. Ley lines might play a role into how paranormal the ancient Ram Inn is. Ley lines are straight lines that connect historic structures and landmarks. Some of these landmarks include Machu Picchu, Stonehenge, the Egyptian pyramids, and Australia's Ayers Rock. The idea of ley lines was developed in the 20th century in Europe, but the idea that sacred sites were connected and aligned dates back to 1846 and the Reverend Edward Duke. Reverend Duke was educated at Oxford and ordained in 1802. He spent much of his free time looking for religious antiquities throughout Europe, and his idea did not become popular for almost 100 years. Alfred Watkins proposed the idea of ley lines in the 1920s in his book, The Old Straight Track. He believed that these historical sites were connected for trade and ancient ceremonial purposes. He never mentioned that he believed ley lines to be supernatural. His ideas were not accepted by the British Archaeological Society and were considered by most to be pseudo-archaeology. However, 40 years later, in the 1960s, the Earth's Mysteries movement became popular and really took a hold of Alfred Watkins' ideas of ley lines. This movement focused on the cultural and religious beliefs of the Earth and how certain locations on the planet were sacred due to high spiritual energies associated with them. Watkins' ley lines to the Earth Mysteries movement were a barrier to the supernatural and spirit realm. They held energies, and the sites associated with them had high spiritual energy. Tony Webb, a believer in the Earth Ministries movement, proposed the idea that these ley lines were actually a way for prehistoric communities to guide ancient alien spacecrafts. John Mitchell promoted this idea in his highly controversial book, The View Over Atlantis. The Ley Hunters magazine was launched in the late 1960s, and people were now searching for ley lines around the British countryside and beyond. It also renewed the interest in dowsing and numerology. The Earth Mysteries movement disbanded in the 1990s and now focuses on landscape archaeology. One of the historical sites that was the focal point of Alfred Watkins' ley line proposal was Stonehenge. So I know most of us has probably heard of Stonehenge, and some of us might have even visited it, but I feel like it's an important thing to talk about since the ancient Ram Inn, its paranormal activity, is believed to be linked to this structure. So Stonehenge was built over 5,000 years ago during the Neolithic period. Around 2500 BC, this stone circle was erected, and people have been visiting the site ever since. Stonehenge is believed to lie on these supernatural ley lines, and the site itself might have been picked due to the high spiritual energy. What is even more unique about Stonehenge is how it was built. How did people using deer antlers as tools erect such a site? How did these 40-ton stones rising 25 feet high get moved from quarries 25 miles away? And how did 4-ton bluestones travel 200 miles with no sophisticated engineering or roadways? The effort needed to construct Stonehenge might point to the importance this place had. The whole area around has been excavated, and archaeologists believed to have uncovered its history. Before the stone circle was built, there were 4 or 5 large pits that many believed to have held large pine totem poles. Dating of this area revealed it to be from the Mesolithic period between 8,500 and 7,000 BC. Scientists are unsure exactly what this site was used for during this time. In 3000 BC, we start to see the first step to Stonehenge being built. The first was a circular ditch dug out 100 meters in diameter, and it wasn't dug out with shovels or a backhoe, it was dug out with deer antlers. Inside of this circle are 46 pits known as the Aubrey Holes. They're named after the person that discovered them in the 17th century. These holes were used for supporting a timber pole or stone, and 64 cremations and around 150 individuals were found near the Aubrey Holes, making this site the largest known burial site of the Neolithic era. 500 years later, the stones in the center of the monument were erected, and Saracen sandstone blocks were put up close to the entrance to close it off. In 2200 BC, the center stones were rearranged to form a circle and an inner oval, but later changed to a horseshoe shape. Between 1800 and 1500 BC, holes that are named Y and Z were dug but never completed. Archaeologists are unsure of the intended purpose of these holes. However, it is believed that Stonehenge as a whole was built by the Celtic Druids as a ceremonial site. After the erection of Stonehenge, woodworking and pottery arrived to the continent, and it is evident in the artifacts that they've found. Beaker pottery graves were found, including the grave of the famous Amesbury Archer. This grave contained the remains of a man nicknamed the Archer. He dates back to 2300 BC, and in his grave contained arrowheads, tons of beaker pottery artifacts, and the earliest known gold objects ever found in England. This man lived a rough life. He has a massive hole in his jaw due to an abscess, and he was missing a kneecap. If you're ever in Salisbury, England, his remains are on display in the Salisbury Museum. Artifacts show that Romans visited this site frequently during the Roman period of 43 AD, and there is even a grave of a decapitated man dating to the Saxon period. We don't see anything in the written record about Stonehenge until the 14th century, and then the land was bought by the Ministry of Defense in 1897 for army training, and in 1964, the land was bought and conservation of the site began. So, this brings us to the Ancient Ram Inn. The following you are about to hear is an interview between Christopher Lewis Thomas and John Humphreys in regards to the Ancient Ram Inn. I found this video on Venmo, and I appreciate Christopher Lewis Thomas for sharing it.
It's not a dream. Although people say to me, that's just fucking dreams. It's not a dream at all. This is so real and frightening. There's been times I could quite easily pack up and leave here. It just wants to have sex. the sex demon.
Tucked into the Gloucester countryside nestles the ancient Ram Inn that's claimed to be the most haunted place in the UK. I went to visit John Humphreys, who's been the owner of the Ram for 43 years. In that time, he's had his fair share of paranormal experiences. But what I wanted to find out about was the relationship with an incubus, a demon that creeps into your bed and tries to have sex with you.
I've been told by ghost hunters and mediums and those sort of people that what is in this building is so evil it cannot be exorcised. People, certain people, certain types of people, can call it down when they want it. Now, they must be weird fuckers.
I'm guessing this is the Ouija board.
I believe it's called a Ouija board, but I don't dabble with that. But all the ghost hunters do.
So how does it work?
I don't know. Yeah. I have nothing to do with it.
What you're saying is there's some people who actually purposely try and get hold of, like, a demon to actually...
They can call it down when they want
and
it.
And have sex
yes.
with the demon.
Right? Oh, that definitely goes on.
Wow. John decided to take me to the bishop's room, claimed to be the most haunted room in the house and location of incubus sightings.
Demons can't jump. Now, you've got to have permission. I've got to give you permission to come in. This is the bishop's room door now. Is there anyone here? You must have permission to go in there. Now, night times, this is what I very often hear. Would you come up and see what's going on?
No.
I don't mind telling you, I've been too scared to come up as well.
What were the bangs for, John?
It's something which I'm supposed to do here. I'm told that by important people. I can't remember exactly how it began. Now, come here with the camera, and as soon as that door opens, you want to film straight away. Did you see orb, do you think?
I don't think there's any orbs there. No.
The middle bed is where the incubus has appeared right from day one in the Ram. I know this is true because we let this room to people to stop here, family. And this was the parents in there. And they were complaining, something keeps getting in our bed with us night times, we can't get any sleep. Well, I never heard of incubus. I didn't know what it was. Now I know, because I've got it.
You've had your own experiences in the Grand Inn, but do you believe in what other people have to say as well? Like, do you believe in mediums?
Yes. There's no reason for lying. Have rapturous experience of orbs in here. Now, I talk to the spirits and I talk to God all the time. Jesus Christ taught his disciples God is a spirit. So when people say no, he's a spirit, that means he knows God then. Now, do you need the light on in here? I want to see if the orb might come out. Just wait until I tell you. I'm talking to the spirits. Wait a minute then, just a minute more. There's said to be three children under this city. And that is probably why the incubus keeps attacking me here four times over the last 2 months. It can be very, very violent. But fortunately, I don't have it long enough to find out anymore. At my age, I haven't got a future. 83. I'm lucky to have lived this long.
I'm the last one of our family.
Okay.
My dad was killed in a war. My mum's dead. My stepfather's dead. My brother's dead. I'm the last one. It's not a very nice feeling. It's very lonely. Because, I mean, you don't realise your parents' value until they're gone. This ghost world is very, very real to people like me who live in it.
It's been interesting spending time with John and hearing about his experiences that he believes are true. However, I couldn't help but feel that he has been heavily influenced by years of paranormal investigators and enthusiasts imposing their beliefs that the inn is haunted. We spent the night with John, having set up a camera to see if anything would happen. John wouldn't allow us to film him, so we filmed ourselves. We were awakened by some strange noises.
At the end of that video, you can very clearly hear some sort of spirit or entity say, "Get them again," with really growly type noises. I'm going to include the link to this video in the show notes so that you guys can take a look at it for yourselves. But one thing I want to talk about is that John refers to this demon as an incubus. However, I feel like it might be more of a succubus, as incubuses are male entities that tend to target female people. So in the rest of this episode, I'm going to be referring and discussing this entity as a succubus. The Ancient Ram Inn is located near Gloucestershire, England, in a small town called Wotton-under-Edge. At this exact location, 8 Potter's Pond, 2 ley lines from Stonehenge intersect, feeding spiritual energy to the Ancient Ram Inn. This building was erected in 1145 as a place for the slaves building the nearby St. Mary's Church to stay. It was later home to a priest and then converted into an inn. The last remodel occurred in the 16th century, and it is apparent by looking at the building. It still has this original stone walls and wooden beams. It's dark, and by looking at it, the ambiance is inherently spooky. A man named John Humphreys bought the inn in the 1960s to keep it from being torn down, and he would call the Ancient Ram Inn his home until his death in 2017. John was definitely a character. I've watched tons of interviews with him, and he was never afraid to share his paranormal encounters. If you think of a crazy old guy with wild, crazy hair and a look in his eyes, that was John. John believed that he was being visited by a succubus on almost a nightly basis. A succubus is a demonic entity that portrays itself as a beautiful seductress, and relations with it will lead to mental health issues and even death. The original succubus in folklore is believed to be Lilith, the first wife of Adam. She left the Garden of Eden and Adam when she had sex with the archangel Samuel, in turn becoming a succubus. 3 other queens of the demons also mated with Archangel Samuel, and the 4 of them became the 4 original succubi. This type of demon is found both in Western and non-Western folklore. On a side note, Pope Sylvester II confessed to be in relations with a succubus named Mary Diana that helped him rise in the rank of the Roman Catholic Church, eventually becoming Pope. John recalled a time in many of his interviews where he was dragged from bed by this demon. The location of the ancient Ram Inn is believed to be a pagan burial ground and ritual site, dating back as far as 5,000 years ago, coinciding with the building of Stonehenge. John believed that the ancient Ram Inn was used for devil worship, and he said he found evidence of human sacrifice. Underneath the main stairwell, he found the remains of several children with daggers and a woman and child buried under the kitchen area. All evidence pointed to human sacrifice. A goat hoof was found sealed away in the walls. This gives more evidence of witchcraft. If you want to protect a dwelling, many witches will place a goat hoof near the entrance or in the walls to act as a protective barrier, as a goat is linked to the god of magic, Murdoch. Goats increase the potency of spells, and it is one of the reasons why they are used in ritual sacrifice. In addition to the goat hoof, a mummified cat was also found. Cats have psychic abilities and are able to see the spirit realm, making them the perfect familiar for witches. A witch is believed to be one of the spirits that haunt the ancient Ram Inn. It is believed that in the 16th century, the peak of the witch hunts in England, a woman took refuge in the inn. She was captured and later burned at the stake. The witch's room has tons of paranormal activity. When watching walkthroughs of the inn, you can see tons of religious figures from crucifixes to Virgin Mary statues, like John was really trying to ward off some of these entities. However, in the witch's room, the table has a built-in Ouija board. This is really just asking for trouble. I'm sorry if you hear my kids. If this is a place of high-tended spiritual energy and home to a demon and spirits, why in the world would someone use a Ouija board not knowing what else they will summon? Another active room in the inn is the bishop's room. This is where the goat hoof was found, and many people report seeing a monk roam the room. In the attic, reports of a female spirit are made. It is believed to be the ghost of a former innkeeper's daughter who hung herself. Many people also report seeing a Roman centurion on horseback galloping towards the walls and disappearing. John Humphreys died in 2017, and his daughter Caroline now owns the property. The inn is open for visits and overnight stays and is one of the most visited places by paranormal investigators. In an interview I watched from Caroline, she is asking the community for their input on what it would like the inn to be, and also asking for help getting permits done so they can do some restorative work on the inn. EEPs and orbs have been captured by so many people, and the ancient Ram Inn is considered one of the most haunted locations in England. Non-believers think that this is all a hoax developed by John Humphreys to exploit that paranormal interest in people and make money. Or is this a place, a vortex to the spirit realm, is amplified by the ritual sacrifices and the power of Stonehenge? I guess you'll just have to see for yourself and take a trip to visit the ancient Ram Inn. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Tune back next Friday for a true crime monster. Stay safe, make good choices, and say no to nocturnal visits from a succubi.